strike it big. So we have a mine that's now in production. We bought a mine out of bankruptcy. And so, you know, we're a value play. I like to buy things cheap. I'm an Irishman, I like to buy things cheap. We got an asset out of bankruptcy, basically, and we've turned it around and put it back into production. And there was $350 million spent on the project, plus $150 million of tax losses, and we bought it for $6 million. So it was a great deal at the time. And we've put the team together, we've reset the project, we've done a lot of capital onto it, and in January this year, we're back into production. So we're actually a producer today. Over the last 3 years, the company we founded 3 years ago, into production. So that's a pretty good story in 3 years.
Hi, Steve Yang here with Shane Williams, CEO and President of West Red Lake. How are you, Shane?
I'm good. It's great to be back on, Steve. How are you doing?
Great. Great to have you. Just so our listeners know, I'm an investor in West Red Lake, and we're here at the Rural Symposium 2026. How's the conference going so far?
It's been good. It's the day one. I think we got here yesterday. We were actually surprised how busy it was yesterday afternoon. You know, it was flooded with investors, so really good discussions, people interested. I thought it was really good yesterday.
It was a lot busier this year, I thought, than it was last year. What's the sentiment for gold right now, and what are you feeling?
Well, I mean, last year was a little bit of a, gold hadn't really gone through its huge run. So, but this year definitely there's been good sentiment. A couple of the conferences we've been at already, there's a lot of interest in gold. And actually what I'm finding is there's good generalists. Some generalists are coming back in and want to understand gold and come to the conferences and start to get back in. I'm not sure the money is there yet, but they're definitely beginning to look at companies, talk to companies, get information, which is good for the industry, getting more generous in.
So we saw all-time golds earlier this year. It's kind of tapered down a bit.
Yep.
Where do you see gold going?
So I do think that gold has tapered a bit.
Yeah.
Look, it went crazy over the last 12 months. So it does need to have a consolidation. I think there'll be a consolidation for a little bit of time before the next leg up. I think it just went so fast, so quickly, that it just needs that consolidation, gold and silver. So I think we're in that consolidation phase a little bit now before the next leg up, which probably towards the back end September, back end of the year. I don't think the US government will actually raise rates. I think they'll actually hold or lower rates. And I think that would be the next leg of gold's rise.
So West Red Lake, if you can tell our listeners where West Red Lake is, what kind of company you guys are, and what kind of stage you're in right now.
Yeah, so we're in Ontario, Northern Ontario, which is the Red Lake District of Canada. So Red Lake is a fabled area in Canada. There's been over 25 million ounces of gold pulled out of Red Lake, and all high-grade gold, an average of around 16 grams. A lot of your listeners might, or viewers might, remember the Goldcorp mine. They had the high-grade zone. They discovered this high-grade zone, so it was a 70-gram ore body. So in this region, you can strike it big. So we have a mine that's now in production. We bought a mine out of bankruptcy, and so, you know, we're a value play. I like to buy things cheap. I'm an Irishman, I like to buy things cheap. We got an asset out of bankruptcy, basically, and we've turned it around and put it back into production. And there was $350 million spent on the project, plus $150 million of tax losses, and we bought it for $6 million. So it was a great deal at the time. And we've put the team together, we've reset the project, we've done a lot of capital onto it, and in January this year, we're back into production. So we're actually a producer today. Over the last 3 years, the company we founded 3 years ago, into production. So that's a pretty good story in 3 years.
So where are you guys on the Lassonde curve? You are producing now. Are you also looking at exploration?
So we're kind of in that kind of mixed phase. I think we've moved so quickly from like early stage into production. We're kind of at just beginning to come out of that Lassonde curve. We were down in the Lassonde curve. This asset has failed before. Obviously it went into bankruptcy. So there's a little bit of wait and see with the company, and can we turn it around? And so we're just at that phase, I believe, now. We've just gone into commercial production. We've just had one quarter of production. We're about to announce our second quarter. And I do think as we go on the quarter by quarter and that ramp up, we will begin to see that re-rating, and as people will see, we're just beginning to rise up the LaSalle curve. So that's all to come the rest of this year.
So in terms of production, are you seeing good grades? What are you guys seeing?
Yeah, so what we're seeing at the moment is we're seeing good grades. We're seeing tonnage underground ramping up. Our mill is like 800 tons a day, to give the viewers. And so we always expected it would take time to mine to get to that level. We're actually above that level now. We're building a stockpile on surface, building ore on the ground, and we're ramping up our ounce production. So that's all good news for investors as we move forward.
So when it comes to West Red Lake and investing in West Red Lake, there are a lot of gold companies here. What gets people excited about West Red Lake?
So I think that one of the things that we like to focus on is, you know, we have a team, and there's a lot of companies here, as you know.
Yeah.
A lot of them are, there's a real niche sweet spot, we believe, that we can fill. So there's a lot of junior companies, I would call early stage explorers and developers, that are not in production. They have permitting to do, they have a long runway. And then there's the big guys who are in production. And so there's nobody in the middle where you're taking projects from A to B, from exploration through to development into production. And that's kind of where we sit, because you need the right team. So we have a very strong team. I personally have built 5 of these. I've done a number of these restarts. We have a team who's very experienced. And I would say there's very few companies out here that are as good a team as we have. And so that's, I think, where the investors, and we're in it for the long term. We see ourselves as, this is stage one of a long runway for us to build a company over the next few years.
Shane, I know who you are. I followed you and I respect you, but some of our listeners might not know what your background is. If you can tell us about yourself and some of your team members that you have.
Yeah, so my background is I worked very early in my career for Lundin Mining. And so that gave me a good entrepreneurial background. Then I worked for Eldorado Gold. And so Eldorado is a gold producer in Canada, and they built mines in Turkey and Greece, and a Lamaque project in Veldor. And I was part of finding those, building those, putting those into production. So that's my background. I'm a builder, mine operator, effectively. And so one project that I did that stands out was, there's a project called the Lamaque project, which is for Eldorado. And so I was part of the team who bought that mine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brownfield, very similar to Madsen, a restart. And we bought it. I led the buying of that, the negotiations of that. And I put a team together and we put it into production in 2 years, record time. And today that's the best operating mine for Eldorado. So that's the sort of track record that I have. And all our team members we're all mid-career, lots of experience. And all have done operations, all have done big companies effectively, and now we're there for the next 5 to 10 years of building a company. So that's unique, I think, in the industry. I would be very, if you couldn't find a team as good as us. So that gives investors a bit of confidence. Rick also says very a lot, you gotta back the team. The team is key, and so this is where a team, I believe, for the future to grow a company.
So you mentioned 5 to 10 years. What's kind of in the next 6 months, what do you have planned?
So as we now have got into production, I think everybody is waiting. We're a wait and see story. So obviously the mine failed originally. So we have a number of quarters coming now, and each of those quarters production will ramp up. You know, we had Q1, Q2, Q3, and I think people will see that. Oh, these guys have got it. They know what they're doing. They're ramping up. And then what we're going to do is we'll give a number of updates about that production. And then in September of this year, we have another project called the Madsen Project. We have another project called the Rowan Property. And the idea is to combine those and put a study together which shows, here's our production profile at Madsen, but here's the long-term growth within the Red Lake region on a consolidated strategy. And I think when people see we're building Madsen, we're moving Madsen forward, plus we have that growth, that's where I think people will see the full trajectory of the company.
Shane, you mentioned taking over a failing mine. Do you see that as an opportunity? Do you see that as something that is risky? If you can explain a little bit about.
Yeah, so there's everybody knows Warren Buffett, and his mental is you buy when there's blood in the streets. And so that's the sort of mentality that we've looked at. I learned that from the Lundin Mining Group. They went in and bought assets that were overlooked or that, you know, that had some hair on them, let's just say. And you can basically take those risks. And if you have the team and you have the confidence that you can turn them around, not everybody can do that. But that's where I think we can buy things very cheap because people don't want to do it, and then put the team to get around it and build those. And I've been very successful over the years in doing that. And Matt's and mine is the next story in that course.
So you've got a lot of track record, a great success story as background. If you can tell us why you guys can succeed where maybe the other group previously didn't have as much success.
Yeah, I think it comes down to that right team. You know, I mean, Rick talks about it, everybody talks about having the right team. Rick has made a lot of money, he talks about it, with some of the key guys in the industry, the Russ Beattys of the world, the guys of the world. But they're in the end of their career. They've done big things, they've grown big companies, and so who's the next on the block? And we see ourselves as the next team to build out and add value over the next number of years. And if you can do that in parallel with a rising gold price and production, growing production, yeah, that's where you have a sweet spot, I believe, for investors to come along for the journey.
Awesome. Well, Shane, if people want to follow the West Red Lake story further, where do the people find you? And if you can tell us also where you're trading.
So we're trading on the TSXV and also the QCBX. And also they can go on to westredlake.com and find us there or reach out to myself. I'm happy to talk to shareholders and give them that passion that I have for West Red Lake.
Well, Shane, have fun the rest of this week and hope that the conference goes well.
Excellent.
Good to see you, Shane.
Thank you very much.